Hi, this is Claire Casey, and you're listening to Wake Up Gorgeous, Hour 4, How to Make Conversation Like You're Making Love. So far, we've been talking about your moves. Now you're going to need to tune your attention to his reactions. Talking to a man is like having sex with a man. Think about how you'd be with a new lover. If you want to know how he's experiencing your attentions, you would gently ask, "Do you like this?" Or, "Does that make you feel good?" Or you could watch for clues. A sudden indrawn breath when you put your mouth here. Or an involuntary groan when you stroke your fingers there. It's the same with making conversation. Well, okay, almost the same. First of all, watch his body language. If you did hour 2, you already became attuned to your own body language. What does his say in response? Is he maintaining eye contact? Eyes flickering to see other things mean he's probably bored with the topic of discussion, so change the topic and see what happens. Is his face lively and animated? If not, and you've tried everything you know to draw him in, he may be a dud and you may be better off ditching him now. You want a live one. Those are the keepers. Is he leaning toward you? If he leans back or steps away, shift your own tactics immediately. Pull out one of your powerful questions and see if you can get him re-engaged. Is he toying absently with a bar napkin, a paper clip, or a coffee spoon? This indicates thoughtfulness. You're getting him to think about this. Is he facing you straight on, leaning in, no arms crossed? This is one of the most receptive positions you can find him in. Make your move and invite him out. Here's the second thing you can do. Look for conversational sugar spots. As you explore a new lover's body, you would note what spots, like ears or inner elbow, really make him buzz when you stroke them. Those are tasty little sweet spots that you will mentally catalog and go back to, right? You want to do the same thing as you chat. Look for anything that gets a little jump of reaction from him. You might discover that he has 4 older sisters, for example. And if he tells you that and makes this rueful face, you've just found a sugar spot. Tease it a little more and see what happens. So you could ask, "Which one of your sisters was your favorite?" Or, "What would have changed if you had been the oldest?" Or, "Did you ever wish you had a brother as well?" In conversation, as in lovemaking, always be looking for the sugar spots. Here's the third thing. You want to avoid the back to me trap. It is so easy to automatically respond to a sugar spot by immediately launching into your own story. When he tells you he has 4 older sisters, don't instantly tell him how many sibs you have and what you think about them all. Part of catching him completely off guard and making him wonder why he's so drawn to you is in giving him plenty of conversational spotlight. By nature, women tend to share conversational ground much better when they're talking with each other, with other women. As I've said before, we're naturally more relational. But guys are not nearly as good at this, so it's up to you to control the balance. Give him plenty of pleasure from those sugar spots when you begin. He will never forget how good it feels when you invite him to share more about himself. It'll be a treat he comes back for again and again. Number 4, how to turn that dreaded weather we're having into pure conversational gold. Sometimes conversations find themselves on the oldest ground of all, the weather. You need to have several powerful questions already on hand to deal with this one. You might be amazed at how well these work at turning a boring, "I don't know what to say" moment into pure conversational gold. I'm going to give you a few for multiple weather conditions. And after you look at a few, you'll see how it works. You just take the weather cue and turn it into an interesting gem with your question. Well, it looks like it's going to rain. It does, doesn't it? Hey, did you ever get caught in a really scary storm? Oh, yeah, Hurricane Hugo when we were in South Carolina. Really? What did you do? Here's another one. I can't believe this great weather we're having. Would you live outdoors year-round if you knew that you'd have weather like this every day, like with no house or no tent? Would you live outside? Huh. Maybe, yeah. Well, what stuff would you be glad to get rid of? Or what would be really, really hard to give up? Here's another one. I hope you're liking my guy voice, by the way. It's freezing outside. It is freezing. I can think of several warm and steamy places I'd like to go. Where would you like to be? The temperature is supposed to drop again this week. It may snow. Oh, I bet you're right. If you could magically be awesome at any winter sport, which would you choose? Man, it's hot out. Perfect weather for skinny dipping. Have you ever been? It's kind of warm out today. Oh, I love it like this. What's the furthest south you've ever been? Crazy weather, huh? If you were in charge, what weather would you give us right now and why? By the way, you can't see this because you're listening instead of reading, but in each of these little scenarios, I've put a few powerful body moves that you can use when you're saying these things to increase the intensity of your question. Man, it is easy as a summer weekend on the Cape. And here comes your Wake Up Gorgeous sticky note. It says, making conversation is like making love. Watch his body. Find his sugar spots. Yum.